Call the April 19th County Council meeting to order. First thing, approval of the agenda. Mr. Baker.
Yes, good morning. I have several suggested changes. First, under Mr. Lank, PMP Associates, we'd like to defer on that item. And also under executive session, I'd like to delete or suggest deleting pending potential litigation and land acquisition. So that would leave job applicants qualifications, comma, personnel in the regular executive session.
Okay. Entertain a motion?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as amended by Mr. Baker. Any questions on the motion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Thank you. In our packets, we had minutes of County Council meeting of April the 5th and April the 12th. Does anyone have any changes, corrections to those minutes?
Yep, fine.
Not, they'll stand approved. Mr. Moore, correspondence.
Yes, we have two letters, Mr. President. First is from the Division of State Police. I would like to take this opportunity on behalf of Camp Barnes Board of Directors. Thank you for your generous donation of $2,500 to the Camp Barnes Nurses / Recreation Room fundraising campaign. Camp Barnes has been providing children in Delaware with a quality educational summer camp experience since it was first constructed at Miller's Creek on the Little Assawoman Bay in 1948. The camp and its services have expanded throughout its 62-year history in order to meet the needs of our growing population. And again, once again, I'd like to thank you for your generosity and support of Camp Barnes. The second letter is addressed to Ms. Deaver on behalf of Clear Space Theater Company. I'd like to thank you for your recent general operating grant in the amount of $1,000. The grant received from Sussex County Council will be recognized at all upcoming performances. If you'd like any additional information provided to Clear Space's patrons, please let me know. I'd be more happy to include it. Again, thank you for your generosity and for supporting high-quality performing arts in Southern Delaware. And is signed by the Community Relations Director. And that is all.
Bob, Councilman, anything? Mr. Baker?
Yes. The first item we have on the agenda today is a proclamation regarding Stewardship Week. And we have Mr. Vanderwin and Ms. Debbie Absher, and if they'd like to come on up, and I'll read the proclamation while they're on their way up.
Same.
Proclaiming the week of April 24th to May 1st, 2011 as Stewardship Week, whereas fertile soil and clean water provide us with our daily sustenance, and whereas effective conservation practices have helped provide us a rich standard of living, and whereas our security depends upon healthy soil and clean water, and whereas stewardship calls for each person to help conserve these precious resources, now therefore be it resolved that the Sussex County Council does hereby proclaim the week of April 24th to May 1st as Stewardship Week and encourages awareness among all citizens of their stewardship responsibility to care for America's natural resources.
Thank you, President Vinson, members of the County Council. On behalf of the Sussex Conservation District, I want to thank you for claiming April 24th through May 1st as Soil and Water Stewardship Week in Sussex County. As chairman of the Sussex Conservation Board of Supervisors, it is a pleasure to stand before the Council each spring and say a few words on behalf of the Soil and Water Stewardship Week celebration and this year's theme, which is Forest for People More Than You Can Imagine. For 56 years, our nation's 3,000 soil and water conservation districts have celebrated Soil and Water Stewardship Week. The theme, Forest for People, More Than You Can Imagine, reminds us that trees provide us with shade, wood products, fuel, as well as help clean the air we breathe. Understanding the importance of forest in our daily lives is a key connection of the 2011 NACD stewardship theme. Forests play a critical role in providing clean water, healthy wildlife habitat, as well as jobs for our citizens and products that we use every day. Over the past month, information has been provided to church, libraries, and schools across Sussex County at no charge. During this Stewardship Week celebration, we need to consider the importance of developing good forest stewardship habits in Sussex County and in Delaware. Please join us in spreading the word that it is everyone's responsibility to be good stewards of our natural resources. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think Mr. Wilson has a proclamation for you here. I'm sure Mr. Guy will get a photo op for you. There you go.
Sam. Thank you.
And Debbie, for those folks who don't know who this guy is, he's the chairman of our soil water conservation. And Debbie over here is our administrator.
So, and I also have Deanna Bradley.
And Deanna back here, she's our secretary, and I had the pleasure of serving with him on this board. So, congratulations.
Thank
again.
You all.
He might get, he wants to get you turned around so he can get you right and you smile right too. He won't take your picture. Bill is out here on the western side of the county. I hear on a milk farm, milks 400 or 500 head of cow, maybe more.
Thank you very much.
Next item is a request for dismissal, appeal of approval of subdivision 2010-4. We received a request for appeal of a subdivision on Woodland Ferry Road called Nathaniel's Landing, and Mr. Vince Robinson, assistant county attorney, has reviewed the appeal and would like to explain his recommendation at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Baker, Mr. President, and members of council. As Mr. Baker stated, I've been asked to assist council in this matter due to a potential conflict with Mr. Moore's office. Nathaniel's Landing was a 99-lot subdivision that was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission on December 9, 2010. The Chesapeake Bay Foundation attempted to file an appeal on January 21, 2011, and paid the filing fee on January 28, 2011. Jim Fuquay, who represents the developer, filed a written request for dismissal of the appeal based upon the untimeliness of it. The Chesapeake Bay Foundation responded in writing to that request for dismissal. As Mr. Baker stated, I've reviewed all the filings, correspondence, and related information regarding the appeal. I've also reviewed Ordinance Number 1829, which is the amendment to Section 9939 of the Sussex County Subdivision Code regarding appeals from subdivisions. Section 9939 clearly and unequivocally states that an aggrieved appellant may appeal a decision of the Planning and Zoning Commission to the County Council within 30 days of the official action of the Commission. The official action of the Commission occurred on December 9, 2010, when it granted preliminary approval of the subdivision. The letter of appeal was received by the Planning and Zoning Department on January 21, 2011. This was 43 days after the official action of the Commission, as required by the ordinance. The appeal also fails, and it's my recommendation that it must be dismissed because the fee for filing the appeal was not paid until January 28, 2011, long after the deadline for filing the appeal had expired. And Section 9939F and 9939B of the appeal ordinance say that the filing fee has to be paid at the same time as the notice of appeal, which should have been within 30 days of December 9, 2010. The Chesapeake Bay Foundation, in its written response, argues that it may have been told a different time period applied for filing the appeal. But the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, in its correspondence and affidavit, states that it had knowledge of the subdivision code and specifically the section of the code that deals with appeals from a subdivision approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. And I would add that they didn't even ask, anybody until after the 30-day time period had expired anyway. More importantly, the Superior Court's recent decision in Sisk versus Sussex County Board of Adjustment clearly states that it does not matter what someone may or may not have said to someone asking a question. And that case partly dealt with what the appellant may or may not have been told by someone within the county. As the court stated in that case, the right to file an appeal and the time limits for doing so are set forth in the Sussex County Code. Again, quoting the court, therefore, this information was available. And we know with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, based upon their affidavits and their correspondence, they had knowledge of the appeal ordinance. The court continued, it is not Sussex County's responsibility to inform a party of their legal right or remedies with regard to an appeal. And that's just for the record, page 11 and 12 of the court's decision. Because it wasn't timely filed and because the fee wasn't paid on time, and in conjunction with that Superior Court case, It's my recommendation that the appeal of Nathaniel's Landing be dismissed because the Sussex County Council essentially doesn't have jurisdiction to hear it.
So date of publication has no relevance in this case?
Not with regard to appeals to County Council from Planning and Zoning.
I wonder how people are supposed to know unless they attended the hearing itself.
Well, you know, the ordinance is what it is. I mean, and
yeah,
as I said,
is.
You know,
I understand.
In this case, we have the admission by them that they knew what the ordinance said. So,
And I guess the, what is it, Chesapeake Bay Foundation, they have other other options, Superior Court? I mean, can they sue still at other in another jurisdiction?
Well, I'm not going to suggest what the Chesapeake
Bay. I'm saying,
Bay,
but they have other options, right?
They may, and they can certainly explore those.
Okay.
Any more questions?
Certainly, Chesapeake Bay has lawyers and everybody else, and that's a poor excuse being ignorant of the law. So I agree with what your decision was, and I think it's a good decision.
Any more questions from council, comments?
I do have a
motion.
You
have a motion, sir, please.
Now, the motion is, be it moved, that for the reasons outlined by Mr. Robertson, the appeal of subdivision 2010-4, application of Jesse Frederick Conaway and Everett T. Conaway, is dismissed because it was not timely filed. Neither the notice of appeal nor the appeal fee were filed with the county within 30 days of the official action of the commission as required by Section 9939 of the Code of Sussex County.
So moved.
I have a motion and a second. Any questions on a motion? Now we'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Mr. Baker?
Yes. The next item is the County Administrator's Report. First item is Small Business Caucus Public Forum. As per the attached information, a town hall type meeting will be held at the Sussex County Association of Realtors office in Georgetown on Wednesday, April 27th from 2 to 4 p.m. The focus of the meeting will be to gather input on how Delaware can strengthen its small business environment. Indian River Inlet Bridge Replacement Project, Open House and Site Tour. An open house and site tour will occur on Saturday, April 30 from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Indian River Inlet Bridge. Attached is information on this DelDOT-sponsored tour. Holidays, the Sussex County Council will not meet on next Tuesday, April 26, in honor of the Easter holiday. The next regularly scheduled meeting will be held on May 3, 2011, at 10 a.m. County offices will be closed, there's an error on here, on April 22nd, this coming Friday, for the Good Friday holiday. Offices will reopen at 8:30 a.m., on Monday, April 25th.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mrs. Webb?
Thank you. I'm going to talk about the audit today. Today, I'm recommending that council authorize extending our current audit contract for one more year with Jeffers Urion, Doan, and Sterner. Our current audit agreement expired June 30, 2010, which was last fiscal year. We're heading up on our fiscal year ending 2011. I'm recommending extending this contract with our auditors for 1 year based on the following reasons. They have done a good job with our audit in the past. They are thorough, competent, and very dedicated. We get exceptional customer service from them, mostly because they're a local firm and they are right down the street. They go above and beyond working on our Certificate of Achievement for in Financial Reporting Award, which we have a tight deadline on. They have the staff to complete the audit. We probably have 5 to 6 people for 2 months at any given time in that chunk of time that they're auditing. They know our organization and our staff. They are local. They employ Sussex County residents, and they're available when needed and no travel costs. We have had experience with firms that are out of the county. Newcastle County in particular is where their home base was. One audit on the third year of the contract, they begged out and just left because of the time involved with travel. And I believe on the second one, they filed for bankruptcy. That was another different auditor. And based on that, for this year, I'm recommended we just extend for 1 year. We do have our ERP system, which is our new computer system, which will be coming online this fall as we enter into that. The finance, budgeting, and accounting will be the first module to make the switch over, which will happen between August and October, which is with the same time corresponding with our audit and the field work. So I believe for consistency for this year, I'd like to enter into just a one-year contract.
You have a motion?
I do have a motion, and I had sent the prices out, and I will send them down again. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council contract with Jefferson Ryan, Doan, and Sterner to provide audit services for the fiscal year ended June 30, 2011 at $90 per hour, each library compilation at $2,300, each library review at $3,500, and the regular audit fee at $76,000.
So moved. We have a motion and a second.
I wonder what how they justify an increase in their special hourly rate when the economy and the cost of living has not really jumped up that much.
I'm with Joan on that one.
Well,
what's the reason? Did they give you a reason?
This specialty hour rate has to do with extra services, and in particularly their A-133 audit of funds, and that's always a moving target for us because we get so much federal funds. For instance, this year with the stimulus money, the ARRA money had very strict audit guidelines, and that is extra fees, and because it was mandated by the federal government that those funds are audited. We have eight major programs from all the stimulus money that we have received through SEWER and NSP, and that's, I'm guessing that's, plus they probably, I mean, they have an increase in their costs as well.
Any more questions, Mrs. Webb?
Now, they had the three-year offer on here. I'm suggesting we take the one-year offer. The one-year offer, as told, what they told me, would be the 2012.
Your explanation touched on maybe additional work that they would have to do because of those elements. That would all be additional time. Ms. Deaver's point, which I agree with, is why the rate per hour increase in this economy. I mean, we're asking a lot of people within this organization to sacrifice over the last couple of years. Are these folks immune to that sacrifice?
No, I just think that their costs have increased as well. Their price increase for their hourly rate is 2.3% above what they are charging currently at 88, or charged in 2010 at $88.
I mean, our employees haven't had a cost of living increase in 3 years either.
Understood.
$90 is pretty good money. That's more than I pay a man running
board. Well, the recommend
we pay engineers per hour fee and attorneys per hour fee at a much higher individual rate per hour than this. I mean,
has it been going up in the last 3 years to engineers and others?
No, I'm just putting it in comparison at a different type of rate. That's all I'm doing. I'm not saying they shouldn't increase or not. $90 versus $350 or $200 is very reasonable to me. Now, the basic audit fee, yeah, it has increased from 72 to 76,000.
78.
Okay. Well, we can look at it this way: for us to go out and rebid the package. In the past, have we? Is this like our insurance, where we get consultants to help us put together?
No.
Okay, we don't do any of that. But just the idea of going out and doing it. I mean, we're only doing this for 1 year, and it gets us to where I think we're technology comes in and some other things. So it's a one-year extension. So,
well, could I offer an amendment to the motion that we change the per hour rate to what we paid them last year?
I certainly can take that offer back to them. Yes.
That's my motion. I don't know if there's a second.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second to amend the original motion to I guess move forward with the contract if they will accept the previous rate of $88 an hour.
Yes.
Any question on that? If not, we'll take the vote. We'll vote amendment first. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Now we'll vote on the motion as amended. Any question on that?
Take there the is vote. That.
I'm sorry?
The total figure is a not-to-exceed figure?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you get a second on that motion?
Yes, we did.
The A-130, could I?
Mr. Baker?
The A-133 audit, I mean, the hourly rate does, the A-133 audit is, they charge an hourly rate for that work because the amount of work that they do depends on how much federal money we receive. So that, as I think Mrs. Webb explained, when we have a lot of stimulus projects like the wastewater projects that we had, which are still, which we're finishing up this year for the most part, you know, their cost is higher. But those other rates are fixed, regular audit and the library, the two library numbers.
Okay. We'll take the vote on the motion. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. Mr. President, on the next item, I'd like to go to number three. Before I do number two, it will help explain number two.
Okay.
I have an ordinance for introduction today to authorize the issuance of up to $2,114,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County for the purchase of land in order to improve and expand the Piney Neck treatment facilities at the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sewer District. The purpose of these bonds is to finance the purchase of land in order to improve and expand the Piney Neck treatment facilities. The bonds are backed by the county's full faith and credit, and it is expected that the debt service will be paid from the revenues of the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sewer District. The term of the bonds is not to exceed 40 years with an interest rate of 4.125%. The bonds will be sold to the United States Department of Agriculture Rural Development. The bond issuance is within the legal debt limit of the county. This was a project that we are wrapping up now from 2004. 195 acres were purchased for the Piney Neck expansion to expand the capacity of treatment. At that time, in that area, growth was proceeding very quickly, and we had to put a limit on our EDUs granted per year as the growth was increasing. The idea being was to purchase this property near our plant for future expansion while it was available and not developed as we would eventually need it. We had a larger amount committed by USDA at that time, and we have purposely left this open scene where this growth would be what we would need in the future. And talking with engineering and administration, it's determined we only need the $2,114,000 as the land purchase, and we'd like to close that bond now.
So that's for the land purchase, is what you're saying?
Yes, mm-hmm. In 2004 at the Piney Neck. David could probably speak more to it if you'd like.
Mr. Becker?
Sure. The idea was back then that that we may perhaps be interested in purchasing some additional land, but that has not transpired. So Mrs. Webb is recommending that we close out this bond issue. The USDA authorized some additional monies. So I think it was over $5 million for the
yes.
land purchases, mm-hmm. and that just we haven't taken steps to purchase additional land, and we don't see the immediate need mm-hmm. to do that. So this was the balance for the land that we would like to
in 2004.
Recommend your consideration for financing. And I believe the rate is 4.25%.
Yes, 4.125.
Or 4.125.
Which is lower. That was the committed rate. And whatever we close at, we get the lower of the committed or the actual, and it's actually higher right now. So.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a motion?
It's just an introduction of an ordinance, if someone would introduce.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. Mr. Deaver, introduce it.
Okay, and then the loan resolution follows up. It's the same property, same loan bond. USDA just requires we also do a resolution as well as the ordinance. If I may read the resolution.
Please, ma'am.
A resolution of the Sussex County Council authorizing and providing for the incurrence of indebtedness for the purpose of providing a portion of the cost of acquiring, constructing, enlarging, improving, and or extending its sewer treatment for the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sewer District.
Someone make that motion?
I'll make it.
Second.
So I have a motion and a second. Any question on the motion? If not, we'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Webb. Mr. Lank. sir.
We have a request for a time extension. It is the application of Good Earth Market LLC, which was conditional use number 1715. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on January 24th of 2008. Made a recommendation on February 14th of 2008 that this application be approved. Council held public hearing on February 12th of 2008 and made a decision to approve on April 1st of 2008. The commission granted a time extension on August 19th of 2009 and also a time extension on April 14th of 10. So, and they would run out on the anniversary date, which is April 1st of 2011. The owners requested through their engineers a time extension, which has to come before council because the commission can only grant two years of extension under the old rule. They requested that on March 15th of 2011 before it terminated. This application was for a almost 3,000 square foot office and cafe next to the Good Earth Market, which is an organic produce market on Route 26 outside of Clarksville. They did on the 25th of March submit all agency approvals. They have received all agency approvals. Very seldom, probably less than a dozen times or so, that we've had requests for council to grant extensions. More so in the last couple of years, but in this was a request to council because the commission can no longer grant extensions on this application because they've already received their two extensions.
Right.
But they do have all their agency approvals.
So the only thing stopping them is they just haven't started construction.
Haven't started construction. They're supposed to be substantially underway with construction before the anniversary date.
Right. So, I mean, this would be a good example, I guess, what we're seeing here today is how to approach these. The one thing, they have received all agency approvals.
Right. Yep, I referenced that. They have received all agency approvals.
Okay, and they've had the other extensions.
They've had two extensions.
Because I can't see us, somebody coming in and say they haven't done anything because of economic conditions. Well, when good times are good, you can have economic problems. And anyway, that's not a sufficient reason. But I think if we started looking to make sure that they have done certain things, and that do they merit extensions, then we ought to, look at them. But economic conditions, I don't think, is just enough. But
well, if you're favorable towards this extension, it should be from the anniversary date, which was April 1st, so it should only be a year or less.
1 year.
But it shouldn't exceed a year, and that would make it April 1st of 2012.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you're favorable towards giving this consideration.
Were they just not able to get the financing on the construction?
No, they haven't tried. I don't think they've tried.
Well, you have to assume that they got their extensions, they were working with agencies. Most likely the blame is usually passed on the agencies for some delay, but I don't think it's the agencies. I think it's just the agency might make preliminary comments, tell you what you need to provide. They don't provide it for a substantial time. And realizing that they're out of time, they press forward with getting those agency approvals just prior to termination.
Mm-hmm.
And they submitted it prior to the deadline, which would have been April 1st.
Will the agency approve?
Only about 2 weeks.
Will the agency approvals expire?
Agency approvals are, right now they're current, but agency approvals are varied from 60 days to a year to a couple years. Depends on what the agency is.
Okay, so they've received all agency approvals, but since they've
all the agency approvals are current right now.
Are current, okay. That's another, I think, important important thing, that at least this applicant has received all agency approvals and they're current.
Well, the one thing with this one, too, it's not a new site.
It's an
expansion of
an existing
site. They had to have an additional conditional use to allow them to put the offices and the professional cafe in. It wasn't a raw site that hadn't been touched. It was an expansion. So there's a little difference there, too, I think.
Yeah. Any more questions, Mr. Lang?
It's kind of odd that an agency want to withdraw any of these permits anyway. If it's approved to get on the highway or whatever, whether natural resource or whoever, has approved it. What's going to change a year later? They can't still give them this permission. I don't understand.
They all have deadlines, and
I know that, but I don't see.
Del Dots is probably the shortest.
I don't really see what what's going to change in a speed. If I give you permission to come on the highway, and you go ahead and get on the highway, or you wait a year later to get on the highway, it's still the same story. It's, to me, that's just government bureaucracy.
It's for
bureaucracy. It's what I call it.
In some cases, it relates to changes in regulations, and runs out, and you have to recomply, resubmit.
Well, he's went to trouble to do all this, and he, if he qualified the first time, I don't know why he wouldn't qualify for extension himself. So I'm making a motion to extend it.
Well, I just would want to point out, Sam, that there's some issues here that I think in their favor, and I think we ought to all consider that as we, you know, look at these. So
let's see if we can get a second before we do any more discussion. We have a motion and a second now. Then discussion, Mr. Cole.
No, I just say I think we've had this conversation. We've talked about doing different things, and this might be a good way that maybe Mr. Lang can start putting together maybe something that we would, you know, put the bar at a certain level or some minimal standards that we ought to consider when these requests come in. And I think, you know, having current agency approvals is would be important. And this was also an extension of an existing operation, which is actually fairly successful.
Any more questions or comments?
It's a question. Even in a good economy, does it take 3 years to get all agency approvals?
No.
No,
it does not. It's typically up to the individual, the engineers working for the client to obtain those approvals. And as I said, their time limits of approval vary.
Mm-hmm. But they're current.
And also what they typically do, they go for a preliminary approval of some sort with the different agencies. They get the comments from the agency. Basically, what they're supposed to do is bring the response. And again, as George said, it's criteria for that agency to meet the requirements to get approval.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take time.
I'm just thinking about overall, it shouldn't take that long.
No, sure. And it varies.
But when you look at economic conditions, though, it may not be the general marketplace. It may be their own personal economic conditions that they're talking about. We don't know, and that could be is why they're not doing it, because it's expensive to do all this, and maybe they just change their mind. But I think if they meet certain, a certain bar, and I think having current agency approvals is important. So, mm-hmm.
Any more questions or comments? Okay, we have a motion and a second to extend the conditional use approval number 1715 until April 1st, 2012. Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes, because of certain standards they've been able to meet.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Lang. Jim Hicken.
Morning.
Morning, sir.
One of our industrial park tenants, American Portable Mini Storage, has asked for the council's consent to sublease a portion of the property that they lease from us to a company called Delaware Landscape Construction, LLC. Their lease, the lease with American Portable, requires them to get your consent to do that. So that's why I'm here today. They plan to lease 1,200 square feet of their warehouse space for storage of landscaping machinery and some office equipment for Delaware Landscape Construction. I think Jeff Burton is here. If you have any questions for him from American Portable Mini Storage. American Portable has a 30-year lease with us that they signed in 2004. They're current on their rent. We've never had problems with anything like that. If you do approve them subleasing, we would have to amend their lease for the use of that property to cover what Delaware Landscape Construction actually does. The American Portable lease right now only limits the use of the property to what American Portable does, which is build and store storage facilities. So,
okay.
Unless you have any questions, I have a moment.
Any questions, Mrs.
Deaver? Will there be an individual lease between them and their new tenant? Or what?
Yes, there will.
Will we be part of that?
No. There's no requirement in their lease for us to be a part of that. We've done that in the past And we spent a lot of money with our insurance consultant and attorneys, you know, looking at the wording of the subleases and going back and forth. And really all their our lease record or requires is for you to approve them to sublease. There's no requirement for you to approve the actual lease document.
So what if they have problems? I mean, we don't oversee it in any way, though.
No.
Any more questions? I'm sorry.
There is a requirement for the subtenant to agree in writing to meet all the insurance requirements and things, mm-hmm. but that doesn't require council approval to do that. That's just something we'll follow up on if you do approve them subleasing.
Any more questions or comments?
Yeah.
You have a motion, Chicken?
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the use of Lot 23 at the Sussex County Industrial Air Park by American Portable Mini Storage, Inc. for the storage of landscape machinery and office equipment and consents to American Portable Mini Storage, Inc. entering into a commercial lease agreement with Delaware Landscape Construction, LLC, subject to American Portable Mini Storage, Inc.'s compliance with their existing lease with Sussex County, dated November 1st, 2004.
Anyone care to make the motion? I guess that the answer is no. Thank you. Rodney Marble.
I've brought in after last week. I certainly wasn't happy that we only had one bidder either because it restricts us and what we can do. But we did go out to bid. We had to bring it in front of you. At this time, I think if we reject the bid, we can go out, open things up a little bit, do away with the bid bond, kind of break it up, hopefully get more vendors. I am under a little bit of time constraint, so this will allow us to move forward a little bit quicker.
Do you have a motion?
I do, sir.
I have a question.
Sorry, yes, excuse me. Phillips?
Within the bid specs, does it specify what type of generator must be used?
We opened up or we listed Onan and Caterpillar. Or Caterpillar is all the local rep is Alden. So we listed both vendors.
Are there others?
And or equal.
Are there others that could make it more?
We've talked. Currently, we maintain about 111. Generators. We have had some other generators that we maintain. I'll not get into the names, but we've had some issues. We're going to go back and revisit that and speaking with Mr. Izzo and
as part
some
of this
other.
Bid?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
So it may be that we granted two is not sole sourcing, as we all know, sole sourcing is not legal, but two is very restrictive.
Mm-hmm.
And by opening it up, you agree we may be able to
Get more.
Okay, thank you.
The biggest thing we try to maintain is the quiet site. A lot of these generators are in developments, and we don't try to keep the noise down in the aluminum housing.
Is there noise specs
yes,
associated
sir, sure.
with generators in general?
There are for the housings, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're written into that as well.
More question, Mr. Marble? Your motion, please.
All right. Be it moved upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that all bids for Sussex County Project 10-08 generator replacement for the Department of Environmental Services be rejected.
I'll make the motion.
I have a motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on a motion? I'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Marble.
What is your time restriction, Mr. Marble?
July.
Because these are for new sites, or are the
two
old?
Two of them are new, the rest of them are replacements. So I need to move things along and have them, the buildings, at least the PO written.
Gotcha. They were in this budget, yeah.
Yes,
it's,
in this
it's
budget.
Budget issues. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Petruzzo? Greenwood Library.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning, sir.